Kosei Hashir this morning is dedicated by Paul and Kathy Pollack. Commotion of the Artites of Paul's parents, Shmuel ben Zechariah, and Sarah Bas Avram, Zichronam Livracha. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, the Neshamas will have an Aliyah and the family a Nechama. Kosei, today we are Zocha. Tamir Hashem begin the Seches Bechoros. And with that, let's begin on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Halokiach Uber Chamoro Sha Obed Chacham. So we'll say, interestingly enough, this first parak is devoted to the halachos of Peter Chamor. The halacha ultimately is that, although in general, we saw this already in Chulin, firstborn animals are endowed with sanctity, and therefore again become the property of the Kohen. And of course, in general, this halacha only applies to kosher animals, does not apply ultimately to non-kosher animals. The one exception, of course, to that rule is chamor, is the donkey. That a firstborn donkey is endowed with firstborn sanctity, therefore, again, must either be redeemed with a sheep, which is given to the Kohen, or ultimately, again, its neck is broken. Interesting, for Losei Sefer HaChinuch brings down that the reason why the chamor is given additional sanctity is why? Is because one of the reasons, when we left Mitzrayim, the chamor was there to help us carry out all of the spoils of Egypt. So amazingly enough, because the chamor was instrumental in the redemption process from Egypt, therefore it is endowed with a level of sanctity. Amazingly enough how this all of this comes together. So therefore the Mishnah seeks out the following situation. Halokeach uber chamoro shel oved kochavim. If a person purchases the uber, right, the fetus of the donkey of a Gentile. So again, simple case, the Gentile owns the donkey. I purchase not the donkey, but instead I purchase the future rights to the uber. Rashi says over here, uber chamoro ubecharhu. And remember again, we're dealing with a case where the uber, the fetus, is going to be the firstborn animal, va'adayin hu b'mayimo. But the fetus, of course, is still in its mother's womb. So Rashi just points out over here, why are we starting the Seches Bechoros with a discussion about chamor, when there are so many other halachos of bechor? So Rashi says, va'hai dinakit chamor, v'lo nakit para, mefarish bepirka tanina, the ID the Zutran Mili the Peter Chamar Pasik Vishadile Vchoonich Pirkin Mari Bebuchar Behema Torah. So I'll say, so amazing enough, Rashi says, since the halachos of Peter Chamar are relatively few, therefore again the Masechta chooses to begin with them. I don't want to say to get it out of the way, Chas Shalom doesn't sound right, but to deal with it first and then move on to other halachos. So we'll say, halacha number one is if you go ahead and you purchase the uber of the chamor of a non-Jew, this uber is going to be the bechor, or the hamocher lo, or for that matter, if one goes ahead and I have a chamor, my chamor is pregnant, it's pregnant with the bechor, and I go ahead and I sell that bechor, the uber, to an akum, afa pishena rashai, even though, again, I'm really not supposed to sell my uber to the akum. Why am I not supposed to sell my uber to the akum? So Rashi says over here, afa pi she'eino rashai, ki disanim b'mesechas avodah zarah, u'b'chomokom oin mochrin lan behim agasa. We'll say the halacha is, we do not go ahead and sell large animals, large livestock, to non-Jews. Now this was the Gemara Masechas Avodah Zarah. The reason for that, the Gemara says, is because they may come to do malacha on Shabbos. Now, of course, we know, so we say to ourselves, so what, who cares, let the Akum do whatever he wants with his animal. So the Gemara there explains that, in fact, the concern that comes up is that halacha lemaisa, one will go ahead and come to rent an animal to an akum, and the akum will come to do malacha with that animal on Shabbos. That's the concern. And again, if it's a rental, I am still the owner of it, and therefore halacha lemaisa, it's problematic. So therefore, again, the second case of the Mishnah was, I'm selling my uber to the akum, and even though ideally ain a rashoy, I am not supposed to do this. Or v'hamishtatef lo v'hamakabel hemenu. Or for that matter, again, if one is mishtatef, if one ultimately goes ahead and gets into a partnership with the akum, or hamekabel hemenu, or I will say, if one goes ahead and receives an animal, Rashi says, mekabel behema hemenu, shachamorosh ha'ovit kochavim, v'yisra mekabla shiuchokin bivlados. the animal belongs, right? The actual animal belongs to the Akum, but I have a partnership ultimately with the Akum. That's what, that we split the revenue of the offspring. V'hanosin lo b'kabbalah, or this is the reverse case. I have a donkey, I give my donkey to the Akum, and I say, well, you take care of it, we'll split the offspring. So all of these cases are both say, pater min ha-bechora. I'll say, bottom line of all of these cases is, this the animal, the chamor in these cases, is pater from Bechora. Why? Shene'emar b'Yisrael aval lo b'achein. Because I'll say, the Pasuk says, v'gdashti li kol b'chor b'Yisrael. So I'll say, the idea over here is, the only time that the chamor has pater chamor kedusha is when it is solely owned by a Jew. But if there is a Gentile ownership interest in any way, straight, big or small, then halacha lamaisa, ultimately, the animal will be pater from peter chamor sanctity. Good, so that's the Mishnah. So it says the Gemara, kol hani lamali. So we'll say, so again, the principle is pretty straightforward. The principle is that if there is non-Jewish ownership interest in the chamor, then the halacha is that it is pater from peter chamor sanctity status. But why do I need all of these cases? To which the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Because if it would have just spoken about the case of a purchase where I'm purchasing the Uber from the Akum, so the Akum owns the Chamor, I am purchasing the Uber, I am purchasing the fetus. So says the Gemara, Di'itani lokeach. So ultimately, if it would have just said, so this is very interesting. See, if I go ahead and I purchase this Uber from the non-Jew, so I might have thought as follows. Since by purchasing that Uber, I am raising its sanctity. How am I raising its sanctity? Because now once it's born, it's not going to work on Shabbos. Why is it not going to work on Shabbos? Because a Jewish animal is not permitted, right? A Jew's animal is not permitted to work on Shabbos. So I might have thought that since I'm bringing it to a higher level of sanctity, so therefore we shouldn't impose another layer of sanctity that would put the Jew at a disadvantage. So therefore I would have thought, if I'm purchasing the Uber from the Akum, since I'm bringing it to a level of sanctity, we're not going to impose Kiddushas Bechor on that, right? Next. But again, if I sell my Uber to the Akum, which I will say you're not supposed to do, I might have thought that there would be a knas, and we dafka would impose kiddushas bechor on that animal. Kamash malon, that we do not. Next, v'hamishtatev lo lamali. And I will say, why do I need the case of mishtatev? Remember again, the case of mishtatev is simple case. I buy an animal together with an akum, right? I buy an animal together with an akum. So we pool our money together and we buy it together. So we'll say, why do I need that case of mishtatef lo? Lafuki midirebi Yehuda. So we'll say that comes to exclude the case ultimately again of Rabbi Yehuda. Do amar shutfus ovir kochavim chayeves bebechora. Supposedly, we're actually going to spend some significant time on this. There is a fundamental machlokes in the Rabbanon and Rabbi Yehuda about what a partnership with a non-Jew does to the halachos of Bechora. So our Mishnah clearly tells us that if you have a non-Jewish partnership, such an animal, can you drink it? Yes, we'll say if there's going to be a siyum here, you are permitted to drink coffee even now, I'm okay. Thank you. Good. So yeah, if you're going to be part of a siyum, you could drink now already. Enjoy. So let's say just coffee, just coffee. Good. Pinchas, I don't know what do you have in there. You look a little too happy. So the Gemara goes back there. So remember again, this case of shutfus is very important. So this case of shutfus is halacha lemaisa as follows. So the shutfus case is, again, I pull my money together with an akum. Together we go ahead and we buy an animal. So we'll say, so now the Gemara says as follows. So why do I need to state that case? That comes to exclude from the position of Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that halacha lemaisa, and even an animal, which you have a shutfus with an Ovid Kochavim, is Chayeves in Bechorah. Again, we'll discuss this in just a little bit. V'ha Mekabel Lamali, but say, why don't I need the case of Mekabel? So remember, the case of Mekabel is where the animal belongs to the Akum. I receive the animal from the Akum. I'm going to be responsible for the care and concern of the animal, and I'm going to go ahead and split the vlados, the offspring of the animal. So why do I need that case? Because since the Mishnah needs to state the second case, which is where I give my animal to the Akum to care for the animal, and we split the offspring. Therefore, again, we have to state the first case as well. And I will say, why do I need the case of ultimately giving the animal to the Akum in the case of Kabbalah? Why do I need that case? To which the Gemara says, Itztrich, I need that case. Thank you, official. Sakadait Chamina, Hoil the Iker Behima, the Israel he Liknese. And I will say, I need that case. Why? Because ultimately, again, I would have thought as follows. I would have thought that since Iker Behema di Yisraeli, since the animal belongs to the Jew, because remember again, the case of Mekabel is where Halacha Lamaisa, I'm going ahead and giving my animal to the Akum to raise it, and we're going to split the Vlados. So the Gemara says, since the primary animal belongs to me, Liknise, ultimately again, we should give a Knas on the Yisrael, and ultimately, again, go ahead and impose Kiddushas Bechar on the animal. Lest you come to go ahead and confuse it with a different animal. Kamashma, not like this. So we'll say, so bottom line, halacha lemaisa, what the Mishnah teaches me is what? Is the only time that there is an obligation or there is a concept of Kiddushas Bechar is when? When halacha lemaisa, there is sole Jewish ownership. Now, remember again, you could have Jewish partnership. We'll discuss that. We'll discuss that as well. But halacha lemaisa, there can only be Jewish ownership. If there is not Jewish ownership, or I should say, if there is Gentile ownership or Gentile partnership, then halacha lemaisa, such an animal will be problematic, and therefore not problematic, but will be pater from kiddushas bechar. Reason I have to state all of the cases is since halacha lemaisa, each of these cases has their own unique peculiarity. Therefore, halacha lemaisa, they each need to be stated. Good. Tanan hasam. We'll say, here we go. Now, what we're going to focus pretty much the rest of the daf on is this shita of Rabbi Huda. So remember again, the Mishnah, the Gemara already alluded to it. Rabbi Huda is of the opinion that if you have an animal that was purchased ultimately again with a shutfus with an Ovid Kochavim, it is chayiv in Bechorah. So this is going to be a fundamental machlokus between our Dirabanan, we call our Tana of our Mishnah, and Rabbi Yehuda. Our Tana of Mishnah clearly holds that an animal which you buy in conjunction, that you have a partnership with, an Akum is pater from Bechorah. Rabbi Yehuda says it is chayiv. See, here we go. Tanan Hasam. So we'll say, so we're not immediately focusing on that, we're focusing on a different shita. Tanan Hasam. Rabbi Yehuda matir b'shevura. So let's listen to this case. Rabbi Yehuda permits you to sell, literally translated, a broken animal to an Akum. What does that mean? Look at Rashi, right across in Rashi. Rabbi Yehuda matir b'shevura. Limkar la'ovid kochavim behema shenishburu raglaha. So Rabbi Yehuda allows you to go ahead and, if you have an animal whose legs are broken, Rabbi Yehuda permits you to sell this animal to an Akum, ubemakom shlo nechshedu ala revia. But this is only talking about a place where the Akum is not suspect to engage in bestiality. So we'll say, so this is actually an interesting halacha. So remember, we just said before, you are not, the Gemara Masech Sahol has already said, you are not permitted to sell a behema gasa, a large animal, to an Akum. Why not? Out of a concern that the Akum is going to go ahead and work it on Shabbos. You'll say to yourself, who cares? Let the Akum do whatever he wants with his animal on Shabbos. To which the Gemara says, what we're really concerned about is, if we let you sell a behema gasa to an Akum, you will come to rent a behema gasa, a large animal, to an Akum. And if the Akum works that animal on Shabbos, that is problematic, for you are the owner of that animal, and your animals are not permitted to work on Shabbos. Rabbi Huda therefore permits you to sell an animal with broken legs. Why, Abosai? One simple reason. What are you doing with an animal with broken legs? Not much, right? Certainly not working that animal. So because that, Rabbi Huda felt that the gzeira to sell the animal does not go ahead and apply when the animal is shavura. Ben Beseira Matir Basus. Ben Beseira says you're permitted to sell a horse to an Akum. Why? Because horses, interestingly enough, were not generally used as work animals. So because they weren't used as work animals, the gzera does not apply. Ibailu, Sigmar is the kasha. Ubar mali. Well, say, what about an uber? Are you permitted to sell an uber to an akum? Right? Are you permitted to sell? Or I should say, you might say differently. Ibailu, uber mali am Rabbi Huda. What did Rabbi Huda say about selling of an uber? Rashi says, uber mali am Rabbi Huda. The machra lo'ovi kocham sharia us. Well, say, now watch this. Now, we already know, in the Mishnah, according to the Mishnah, you're not allowed to sell an uber to an akum. Okay, that we already established, because according to the opinion of the Mishnah, the selling of an uber is part of the general prohibition of selling of livestock to an akum. We're asking now in Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, are you allowed to sell an uber? Now, what does that mean? Watch this. So do we say, Taima Rabbi Yehuda hasam deshari mishum deshvura? Now, remember again, we just said before that Rabbi Yehuda permits you to sell an animal that is a shivura, right? An animal which is broken. So the legs are broken. Rabbi Huda says, you can sell that to an akum, right? The Gemara says, Mishum Deshura, Uber Nami Shavarhu. So we'll say one can make the argument that an Uber is also Shavar, right? What does that mean, Abbas? What does that mean? Kantu Malacha, right? An Uber Kantu Malacha. So maybe an Uber is also called Shavar, just like you could sell a shivura, you could sell an Uber. Oh, Dilma, or the other possibility is, Shivura lav hainu arche, aval ubar kevan da hainu arche lav shavarhu. Or Rabbi said, there's another possibility. Look at Rashi. Ol dilma shivura lav hainu arche, de behema liyos shivura, hilchach davr chidushu, velo asi lech lufi lahat mechir. Rabbi say, so an animal that is a shivura is an anomaly. Right, selling an animal that is a shivura is not the normal course of transactions. Therefore, people will not come to confuse the selling of the shivura animal and come to allow you to permit to sell a regular animal. But an uber, Rabosai, an uber is a regular animal, right? And maybe at the end of the day, people would sell, right, animal futures, right? People do sell uber, people do sell rights to offspring. So because maybe that's the normative way, therefore it should be aser. So we'll say, so this is the fundamental shayla. Here's what we know. Rabbi Yehuda permits you to sell a shivura. He permits you to go ahead and sell an animal that has broken legs. Why? Because since it can't do malacha, the gzera doesn't apply. Shaila now is, would Rabbi Yehuda permit you to sell an uber or not? So do we say that since an uber can't do malacha, therefore it's just like a shivura and it's permitted? Or do we say no? That I will say, a shivura is permitted because it's a non-normative case. The uber is a normative case, and therefore halacha lemaisa cannot be sold. So let's analyze this. Tashma, v'hamocher lo, afa pi she'emel rashay. So let's remember again, the Mishnah said that if you sell the uber to the akum, it is, right, it takes away, even though afa pi she'emel rashay, even though you are not supposed to do so, right, halacha lemaisa, the sale works, and ultimately, again, the uber has no kiddush asbachar. Now, interestingly enough, so the Mishnah says explicitly that you are not supposed to sell an uber to an akum. Velo pligi Rabbi Huda, and Rabbi Huda never argues on that statement. The fact that Rabbi Huda doesn't argue on it must mean what? That he agrees with it. That even Rabbi Huda holds that you cannot sell an uber. Ulatameich, but one second, using that same logic. Hamishtateif lo, v'hamekabel mimenu, v'hanosin lo bekabala. But I will say, what about the following cases of mishtateif lo, which I will say was the case ultimately, again, where I purchase an animal together with an akum, or mekabel mimenu, or the akum gives me his animal to watch, and I take care of the animal, and we agree to split the offspring. Or vanosin lo bekabalo, or I give my animal to the akum for him to watch, and we're going to split the offspring. And I will say, in all of these cases, delo katani. Now remember again, I will say, in these cases, what did the Mishnah say? What's the halacha? In all of these cases where there is a Gentile interest, the animal is pater from kiddushas bechor. Yeah, and what? The Mishnah records, does not record a dissenting opinion. Do you think that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue in that case? We'll say, now we know that's not true. We know Rabbi Yehuda does argue in those cases. Rabbi Yehuda holds that even in cases where there is a Gentile ownership interest, the halacha is that what? There is still kiddushas bichar for that animal. Ella palig velo katani. Rather, Rabbi Yehuda does argue. His statement, his opinion is just not recorded in the Mishnah. Hachanami, so to over here, palig velo katani. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda, I have to say, even in the Uber case, it could very well be that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda prohibits you from selling an Uber to an akum. It's just not listed in the Mishnah. All right, so what's I say? So we still haven't answered the question. Tashma, here we go. Try again. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hamakal v'Helamina Avik Gochavim v'Yalda. If a person receives an animal from an akum and Mazel Tov, the animal gives birth, Ma'alin Osa b'Shavyav. So we assess, right? We assess the amount of the animal. V'Nosin Chatsi Damav L'Kohen. And you give half of the value of the animal ultimately to the Kohen. Rashi says over here, no sin chati dam of the Kohen, aval kidusha sagof lo kadosh likarav mizbeach, hoil v'chatzi of the Ovid Kohav. So this is talking about over here, so obviously the animal, a non-chamor case, the animal is not going to have kidushas haguf, but ultimately again has kidushas damim. So you have to give half of the value to the Kohen. So also remember again, this is Rabbi Huda's opinion. So Rabbi Huda says, I'm getting an animal from an Ovid Kohavim, the animal goes ahead and gives birth. We're splitting the offspring. So what do? I give half of the value of the offspring, which represents my ownership interest in the Bechor, and I give that to the Kohen. V'nosin chatzi dam of the Kohen. V'nosin lo b'kabbalah. But ultimately, again, if I go ahead and I give my animal to the Kohen b'kabbalah, right, which means I give him the animal to take care of, and we agree to split the offspring, af api she'en arasha, even though I'm not supposed to do this, kon sim oso ad asara b'damav, v'nosin kol dam of the Kohen. I will say, now watch this. In this case, when I go ahead and I give my animal to the Kohen, to the Akum, not, I've done something wrong, I'm not supposed to do this, and what? I have to do whatever I need to do in order to buy back the full animal, even if that requires me to what? Pay up to 10 times the value of the animal. The Nosein called Damav LeKohen, and Halacha LeMaisa, I have to give the entire value of the Bechor ultimately to the Kohen. Amud Beis. So we'll say, so now watch this. So what are we talking about over here? When we say Afa Pish She'eno Rashai, when we say again that if I gave my animal B'Kabbalah to the Kohen, even though I'm not supposed to do this, what animal, which animal are we referring to? My Lav A'Uber. We'll say, are we not referring ultimately again to the Uber? Are we not referring to the fetus? Rashi says, the Ka'amar Eino Rashai, to which the Gemara says, Lo, Abehema. We'll say, first line, Beis and Beis. No, rather we're referring to what? To the behema itself. Referring to the animal itself. I behold damav katani. But one second, I will say, uses the lashon of damav, its value. And the value we're speaking about is the value of the uber. To which the Gemara says, you're right, tani dameha. So I say, interestingly enough, for behema, which is nikeva, feminine, we would use the word damav. For uber, which is masculine, we use the word damav. So we'll say, so the Gemara says, Uber is damav, behema is dameha. So ultimately, the Braisa, in speaking about and saying that ultimately, even though you did something that's not right, you go ahead and what? Kon sim oso ad asara bidamav. You have to pay up to 10 times its value. Masculine. Is that not talking about the Uber? The Uber. And what you see from here, that's what? That Rabbi Huda would say that halacha lamaisa, you are not permitted to sell an Uber. To which the Gemara says, no. Second line, beis and beis, tani dameha. Ultimately, again, change it to dameha, its value feminine, which is now referring to what? To the behema and not to the Uber. So the Gemara says, I baha no sein called damav lekoin katani. But one second. It says that you go ahead and give all of the value to the Kohen, to which the Gemara says, V'ha no sin, kol damav l'kohen katani, but it says you give the full value to the Kohen, V'i behema Kohen maya vidite. But one second, if we're talking about the value of the animal, we're both saying, the animal in question is who? Is who? Is the mother, right? Is the mother. What does the value of the mother have to do with anything? Oh, remember, this is a Bechor case. So the value ultimately, again, only has to do with the Uber. The value doesn't have to do with the mother. So why would we be giving the coin the value of the mother? Hacham ayaskinon, what's the case? Here we go. Kegom diyohev lei behema mavarta lipatuma. So let's listen to this. What's the case? I gave over to the Akum a pregnant cow to fatten her up. Rashi says, kegom diyohev lei behema mavarta. Mavarta lipatuma velito chatzi hashevach bein bepitum bein bivlado. So we'll say the arrangement I have with the Akum over here is I'm giving him the mother animal. I'm saying take care of her. fatten her up. And this way, again, what we will do is we will split the proceeds. There are two forms of proceeds. There are proceeds, ultimately, again, of the increase of the value of the mother. That's part one. And increase of the proceeds of the offspring. We'll split both of those proceeds. The migo de kansina lea behema, kansina lea uber. That since we kenas him, right, since we are going to penalize the Jew, ultimately, again, for the behema, right, we'll make it, right, for the behema, we also kenas him, ultimately, for the uber. So we'll say, so again, we still have, remember, we have a very simple focus over here. Our simple focus is, what does Rabbi Huda hold about the sale of an uber? From the Mishnah, I know that aloha lamaisa, I am not permitted to sell an uber to an akum. Okay, I know that. I know that already. The shaila is, according to Rabbi Huda, is it permitted or not? Why is there even a shaila? Because why? Because Rabbi Huda permits in what case? In what case? Shavura. Once Rabbi Huda permits in the case of Shavura, because it can't do work, so do we say, therefore, anytime the animal can't do work, you could sell to an akum, and therefore an uber can't do work, and therefore you can sell to an akum? Or do we say, no. Shavura represents a non-normative anomaly case. Uber is a normal case, and therefore you can't sell ultimately again in an Uber case. So we're just trying to figure that out. Once again, this effort has been unsuccessful, so we'll try again. Amar Vashi, Tashma, Rabbi Huda Matir B'Shvura, Mipnei She'ina Yechola Lehisrapos. So let's say now watch this. Ravashi says, Rabbi Huda holds that you're permitted to go ahead and sell a Shvura, an animal with broken legs, to an Akumwai. Because ultimately, again, it cannot heal. And because it cannot heal, therefore it can't do work on Shabbos. Because it can't do work on Shabbos, again, that obviates the entire takana, as to why Chazal said you can't sell an animal to an akum. How you hold on the hisrapos, asr? So we'll say what I can infer from that is what? If the animal has a broken leg, but what? Give it some time and it will heal, then halacha lemaisa, you can't sell it to an akum. Well, if that's the case, v'ha uber nami ki yachal lehisrapos tami. Now, both say the truth is, an uber is the equivalent to what? An animal with broken legs who can heal, right? Which makes sense, both say, because right now the uber can't do work. He looks like he has broken legs right now, but lamaisa he will be born, and when he is born, he has the ability to do malacha. Says the Gemara, shmamina. Indeed, see that this is the case, that halacha lamaisa Rabbi Huda would forbid the sale of an uber, because it is not like the case of Shavura. Or I should say, it's like the case of Shavura, but it's like the case of Shavura which can be healed. And just like the case of Shavura can be healed, you can't sell. Ultimately, again, halacha lemaisa, so to Uber can't be sold as well. Says the Gemara, v'ikid demasnila amasni. So some have just a different version of this halacha, of this exchange. V'ikid demasnila amasnisin. Some go ahead and arrange this discussion on the Mishnah. And what do they say? V'amochalo, and if somebody goes ahead and sells the Uber to the Akum, afapi she'ena rashai, even though you're not supposed to do so. So lema masnisin b'lo krav Yehuda. So we'll say, this is the same discussion, just a little bit skewed. And opposed to in the previous discussion of Bosai, the springboard for the discussion was Rabbi Yehuda's statement in the Brice about Shavura. Here, the springboard for our discussion will ultimately be the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, if you sell an Uber to an Akum, even though you are not supposed to do so. So you see, the Mishnah says, you're not supposed to sell an Uber to an Akum. Lema masnisin delok Rabbi Huda. So clearly see that what? Our Mishnah does not reflect the view of Rabbi Huda. Disnan, Rabbi Huda mate b'shvura. Because we'll say, what did we learn in the Mishnah? Rabbi Huda says you could sell a shvura. So we'll say, so in this version, the fact that Rabbi Huda says you could sell a shvura also means you could sell an Uber. So therefore, our Mishnah, which holds that you can't sell an Uber, does not reflect the view of Rabbi Huda. Aye, says the Gemara, filu teim Rabbi Huda. Now you can even say that our Mishnah reflects the view of Rabbi Huda. How so? Shavura lav hainu arche. We'll say Shavura is a non-normal, atypical case. And because of that, you're allowed to sell to the Akum. Uber, hainu arche. Uber is the normative case, and therefore, again, one cannot sell it to the Akum. Tashma, Rabbi Huda Omer, hamekaba behema mina ovid kochavim v'yalda. If one receives a behema from an ovid kochavim, so we'll say again, remember, in this case, the Akum is giving me the animal, me the Jew, the animal. I'm raising the animal, taking care of the animal, and we're going to go ahead and split the offspring. Vialda, Ma'alin osa b'shaviv. We assess the value of the animal. V'nosein chatzi damav l'kohen. And I go ahead and what? I give half of the value of the animal to the kohen. Okay, remember again, I give my interest to the kohen. V'nosein, so what I say again, remember, this is Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that halacha l'maisa, where there is partnership with an akum and an animal, there is still kedushas b'char. However, go on. V'nosein lo b'kabbalah. And if I give my animal to the akum b'kabbalah, which means I give him the animal, the akum is going to take care of it. We're going to split the value of the offspring. Afa pishen arashai, even though again, I am not supposed to do this, Konsin also ad asara bedamav. Chazal, the halacha will penalize me up to 10 times the value of the animal to buy it back, to get it fully back. Vinosin called damav lekohen. And they have to give the full value of it to the kohen. My lava uber. Are we not talking about the uber over here? And you see from here that Rabbi Yehuda holds that you can sell an uber. Lo abehema. No, rather it means behema. I vaha damav katani. Again, almost like we said before, it uses the masculine form, damav, which refers to the uber, not behema. Tani dameha. Ultimately, don't say damav, rather say dameha. I vaha no sin called damav lekohen katani. But it says you give the full value to the kohen. Ve'i behema kohen mayavidite. And if we're talking about the behema, why would I be giving the value of the behema to the kohen? The behema is the mother. But it has nothing to do, no sheiches with the kohen. Hacha mayaskinon, what's the case here? Kigon diyohev behema ma'abarta lefatuma. I gave the akum an animal that is pregnant, and I gave it to him to fatten it up, and we're going to split the proceeds of the increase of the mother plus the offspring. The migo de kansina lea behema, kansina lea uber. That ultimately, again, since we can ask him for the behema, we can ask him for the ubra as well. Amar Ravashi, so again, this is all part of the Ika de Amri, the Ika de Masni. It's the same exact exchange as we just had before, just with nuanced differences. Amar Ravashi, Tashma Rabbi Yehuda Matir B'Shura, Mipnei She'enu Yachal Lehisrapos. So what does the Braisa say? Rabbi Yehuda permits you to sell an animal that is a Shavura. Why? Because it doesn't have the ability to become healed. If it can't be healed, it can't work. If it can't work, there's no concern about selling it to an akum. What do you see from here? Hayecholah lehisrapos aser. So we'll say you see from here that if the animal could be healed, ultimately it would be asher to sell to the akum. V'haynami kiyochol lehisrapos dami. And this animal, i.e. the uber, is like a shvura, which can be healed. Therefore, it cannot be sold to the akum. Shmamina. So we'll say, so halacha lemaisa. Well, it's not halacha lemaisa because we don't pass in like Rabbi Yehuda. We pass in ultimately, again, like the statement in the Mishnah, as we'll see. But we've now established the fundamental machlokes. Our Mishnah holds that halacha lemaisa, you are not permitted to go ahead and sell an uber to an akum. And apparently, again, now we've resolved that Rabbi Yehuda holds the same way. The Divrei HaKol, you are not permitted to sell an uber to an akum. The novelty is, even Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that you can sell a behema shvura, right? You could sell a broken animal with broken legs that can't do work. You can sell that to an akum. And Havamina was, maybe an uber is like shvura. Kamash molan, that is not the case. Because we're going to say why? Because if anything, the uber will be what? The uber will be like what? Will be like the shvura sheyachol lehisrapos. It'll be like the shvura ultimately, which can be healed, and therefore halacha lemaisa, even Rabbi Yehuda will agree you can't sell that type of animal, and therefore everyone's on the same page. Baruch Hashem, that you cannot sell an uber to an akum. So I'll say, if there's one takeaway from today, don't even think about it. Right? Don't even think about selling an uber to an akum. Because everyone is on the same page that it is unequivocally aser. Good. Here we go. Tibay, so the Gemara goes weiter. Ibaylu. Machar behema lo brahamai. But say, listen to this interesting case. It's a little bit of a play on the previous one. What happens if I take an animal that is not pregnant, and I take the animal and I sell the animal futures, to an akum? So I say to the akum like this, here's my animal, right? Here's my cow, my sheep. Right now, it is not pregnant. But I'm selling you the rights to any future offspring. So again, there is no Uber now. I'm selling you the rights, ultimately, again, to future Ubrim. So look at Rashi. Behema liburaha, kigon shadayin lo nisabra. The animal is not yet pregnant. Umachar lo kol havlado shasidin lis aber. So we'll say, I'm retaining ownership over the animal. My animal is not pregnant. I'm selling the akum future vlados, future offspring. So what's the halacha? My. So tibay the rabbi, tibay the rabbanan. So the truth is, this is a kasha, both according to Rabbi Yehuda and the rabbanan. How so? Tibay the rabbi Yehuda. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, ad kan lo kasha Rabbi Yehuda ella b'shivura. Delo asi leichlufe. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda, so we'll say, until now, Rabbi Yehuda permits you to sell a shvura. Why? Because we'll say, a shvura is noticeably different than a regular animal. How is a shvura different, noticeably different than a regular animal? It's dragging itself along. Right? It's noticeably different. So because it's noticeably different, we're not concerned that if we permit the sale of a shvura to an akum, that one is going to permit the sale of a healthy animal to an akum. Avashlema, but a complete animal, the asil achlufe, answer. But I will say, when it comes to the sale of a regular animal, and an Uber is a regular animal, where you can say, well, if I could sell an Uber, I could sell a regular healthy animal, maybe Rabbi Yehuda will say, you cannot do this. O Dilma, or perhaps you could say, O Dilma, Uma Shvura de Paskamine, we'll say, just like in the case of a Shvura, when you go ahead and you sell the Shvura, the owner retains no ownership interest in it. In other words, it's a complete sale that fundamentally and totally severs the ties between the animal and the seller. In the case of the Uber, where I have not totally severed the ties, it should be permitted. And I will say, now what does this mean? Take a look at Rashi. V'chol shekin shlema, ki ay gavna de la paska mine, sheyishir la'atzmo gufa behema. So listen to this. In the case where I sell the Uber, so what I'm doing is I'm selling the Uber, but I'm retaining the mother. So now, interesting, the way the Gemara sees this is as follows. V'mishum ubrin le'kalamecha, shaylonis abra adayim v'lo klum machalo, u'chishiyavo v'rishus uba ovid gochavim heimbanis. Well, listen to this. So maybe, if I allow you to sell a shivura, and I will say in that case, I am totally divesting myself. There's no longer any Jewish ownership in that animal. Yet what? Halacha l'maisa, the sale is permitted. In the case of an Uber, where I am retaining the mother for myself, just selling the offspring, so there is a little bit of Jewish ownership interest present, maybe all the more so in that case, it should be permitted, because maybe that's not viewed as the total sale of a Jewish animal to a non-Jew. So we'll say, so that's in Rabbi Yehuda. What did Rabbi Yehuda say about the sale of future vlados? Tibay the Rabbanon, and there's a shayla according to the Rabbanon, ad kan lo kasi Rabbanon ela bishvura, de paskamine. The Rabbanon only prohibit the sale of a shvura. Why? Because I will say that is a complete and final sale where the Jew severs all ties ultimately with the animal. Aval shlema de lo paskamine. But I will say, but ultimately again a complete animal, which is in the case ultimately of where I'm retaining the mother and selling the Uber, de lo paskamine, where I still retain some level of ownership interest in the animal, i.e. the mother, sharu, it should be permitted. O Dilma, or perhaps I can say, Umash Shavura Dilo Asi Lichlufe Asri, in a case of Shavura, where you're never going to go ahead and what? Confuse a case of Shavura with a regular animal, yet the Rabbanan still said it's Asr, Kol Shekin Shlima the Asi Lichlufe. All the more so in a case of Shlima, where ultimately, again, in the case of a Uber, where you can confuse it, the Rabbanan will certainly say that it's Asr. So ultimately, again, according to both the Rabban and Rabbi Huda, we wonder, what about this case? This is different than the previous case. In the previous case, I'm selling an Uber that already exists. So everybody, we establish, everyone agrees that that is Asr. That is Asr. What about futures? My animal is not pregnant. I want to sell future rights to an Akum. Is that permitted or not? To which the Gemara says, V'taima d'Rabbanan mishum hachi. Is that true? That ultimately, again, that this is the reason of the Rabbanon. So the Gemara says, "V'hatanya, amru lo Rabbi Yehuda." They said to Rabbi Yehuda, "V'halo marbiin aleha violades." So they both say the Rabbanon argue on Rabbi Yehuda in the case of shvura. Rabbi Yehuda permits you to sell a shvura to an akum. The Rabbanon say you cannot sell a shvura to an akum. Why not? The Rabbanon say because that animal is still fit for use. Maybe not for working a field, but the animal could still what? Could still procreate, right? The animal could still be used to become pregnant and ultimately give birth. Alma mishum ubra. To which the Gemara said, "Well, say therefore what? Look at Rashi. At the time of the Rabban Mishum Ubrin, Tishot made the Rabban also limkar lofi kochav mehema lo brel or Rabbi Huda Mutter." So, well, say interestingly enough, so the fact that the animal, the shvura, can be used to become pregnant, will say the Rabban will still say that that's usur. So, what do you see from here? That the Rabbanon would prohibit you even with Ubrin. It would appear that the Rabbanon would prohibit even the sale of an Uber to an Akko, meaning even an Uber that does not yet exist. To which the Gemara says, no, 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 Hachi Kamarlei. Taima Didan, Mishum de Asya Lachlufe Bebehema. So ultimately, again, our reason, the Rabbanon say our reason that you can't sell a Shvura is because why? Is because you may come to confuse the Shvura with a regular animal. In other words, the Rabbanon still feel that even though a Shvura is noticeably different than a regular animal, Halach Lamaisa, if we allow you to go ahead and what? Sell a Shvura, that you will come to go ahead and potentially sell a whole animal. Ela at my time of Sharis. But Rabbi Huda, why do you permit the sale of a Shvura? Mishum de'en yechola lehisrapos. So we know, because you hold, that since the animal cannot become healed, kiman dizabna l'shchita dami. Ultimately, again, it's the equivalent of selling an akum, an animal for the purpose of what? Of shchita purposes. And I both say, there is no problem to sell an akum, an animal for consumption purposes. The issue is selling an akum, for an animal for what? For what? For work purposes. So the Rabbanan say, Rabbi Huda, we know what you hold. You hold that when the animal has broken legs, that's the equivalent to selling the animal for shechita purposes, which is not problematic. I v'halo marvin alal v'yoledes. But 1 second, Rabbi Huda, that's not true. Even if the animal cannot work the fields, the animal could still be used for procreation. You could bring the zocher, let the animal become pregnant, and she'll give birth. V'cheva de marvin alal v'yoledes mashallah. And I will say, therefore, again, because the animal could become pregnant, it's not that it's like ready for shechita, because he's not going to shech that I need it, because it serves other purposes. To which Rabbi Huda responds, Va'amar lehu l'chishateleit. So Rabbi Huda will say, you know what, do me a favor. When that happens, come back to me. Right? Why? Rabbi Huda says, everyone knows that an animal with broken legs does not become pregnant. So as I say, interestingly enough, an animal with broken legs, Rabbi Huda holds, cannot mate. Ultimately, again, because its legs cannot support the weight of the zohar. Its legs cannot support the weight of the mating process, and therefore, again, it does not mate. Therefore, Rabbi Huda says, in the case of Shvura, ultimately, again, we're not concerned about anything with the animal. Tashma. So the Gemara goes Vayitzer. Tashma. Vanosin lo bekabal. And she will say, you know what? We'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up over here. So we'll say, so just understand what we've established. What we've established is in the Mishnah, halacha lemaisa, we paskin that any ownership interest within akum, by definition removes kiddushas b'char. We've also established that even according to Rabbi Huda, ultimately you cannot sell an Uber to an Akum. Rabbi Machlokes Rabbi Huda and the Rabbanan in the case of Shvura, can you sell an animal with broken legs to an Akum? Rabbi Huda says yes. The Rabbanan say no. Also, by the way, important underlying halacha, you are not permitted to sell a behema gasa to an akum, lest he come to work the animal on Shabbos. That's not really a problem in a case of sale, but it's a problem in a case of rental. So therefore, again, Rabbi Huda presents in a case of Shvura, the Rabbanan say that it's aser. We'll say the last question we leave off with, which is the question that we did not resolve, which is what about selling Uber futures? It's a brand new market, right? Uber futures. So we'll say my animal is not pregnant now, I want to go ahead and sell off the future rights in the animal, to which the Gemara says, both according to the Rabbanon and according to Rabbi Huda, we're not sure what the halacha will be in that case. Emir Tz Hashem, to be resolved tomorrow. But I'll share with you a short idea.